Welcome to another episode of Candidly Eclectic and Another Wednesday. Today we're going to talk about theater and the shows we have seen. Plus, we'll discuss if we would travel to see a show, if we listen to the music from a show before we attend, our own experiences in theater, and our favorite special effects, among other things. We used to go see shows more often than we do now, for 2020, but there are still shows we talk about regularly, so we know they made an impression on us. There's probably the goal of shows, though, to make you think, to leave you with a message going home, which means that for us, at least, they have done their job. So, let's discuss, shall we?
Do you prefer local productions and touring productions, or do you like to go to New York City for shows?
I really don't have a preference, actually.
Okay.
Like, I used to go to New York a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 2011 to, like, 2020, mm-hmm. It was, like, every 3 months I was going to see a show.
Mm-hmm.
But especially since 2020, when, like, Broadway itself was shut down for so long because of the virus, I started seeing, like, the open local productions.
Yeah.
And they grew, like, I've grown fond of them, so no preference for me at this point. How about you?
Local.
Okay.
If I can. But if I ever am able to get back to New York, I would like to, but only for a show that I'm dying to see and that I know I can sit through and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's an impromptu question. Are you
okay.
ready?
Yes.
Can you list off the top of your head, shows that you have seen?
Yes.
Okay.
Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, Christmas Story, Phantom of the Opera, Harvey the Six-Foot Rabbit, Jersey Boys, The Heathers, Rock of Ages.
Yeah, Rock of Ages.
Does it have to be plays and stuff? Because I've seen,
no.
like, okay.
Musicals,
right.
plays, shows.
Radio City Rockettes, Christmas
yeah.
special twice.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. That's 10. 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh my gosh, the Riverdance 50th anniversary.
That's a good one, too.
And one more. I saw, it was more of a symphony type deal. It's called Hallelujah. My
okay.
mom's client was one of the singers in
mm-hmm.
it. So we saw that. That's 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's... Yep.
Now I'm going to cheat because I have the playbill book with me.
Yes, you do.
Well, both of them because I have two. So the first show I saw was How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying with
okay.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay.
And that's what I spent my first paycheck on
okay.
because I was desperate to see it. And I wanted to see it with him. And I met him after the show, and he was so nice.
Yeah.
Like, 10 of 10. If don't bother the man, but, like, he was, if you can do a stage door, and he's stage dooring after a show, and you're being respectful.
Yeah.
10 of 10, recommend.
Okay.
So, then that was October 22nd, 2011. Then I saw Les Mis.
Okay.
And I saw that with Ramin Karimloo in it. This is a concert I went to, so we're not counting that. Then Radio City Rockettes
mm-hmm.
Christmas Spectacular for 2015. Then I went to Eagle Theater and I saw Bonnie and Clyde, which is like one of my favorite
mm-hmm.
Musicals.
Mm-hmm.
I saw at the Eagle Theater Assassins.
Okay.
The Heathers. That was 2016.
The Heathers was flipping amazing.
Oh my God. I can't believe it's been that long. It's
I know.
10 years.
Oh no, Rock of Ages. We saw Rock of Ages too. So
yeah.
That was, you gotta find that one.
Yeah. Our Town at Eagle Theater. I didn't actually go to Hamilton, but I bought a playbill to support them.
Okay,
whoa,
hold on. If you didn't see it, why do you have it?
Because it was supporting the auction, so I bought the playbill because I'm going to go see it. eventually. Then October 1st, 2016, I saw The Lion King. I also saw Aladdin that day.
Okay.
Fair tip to anyone, please do not go see The Lion King right after your father has passed away. It is an emotional whirlwind. I learned the hard way.
Or if anybody passes away, don't ever go see that.
Then Rock of Ages was February 18th, 2017 we went.
Wow. That was the last time we stepped foot in, for me, I stepped foot in Eagle Theater in Hamilton, New Jersey.
Then I saw Anastasia.
I want to go see that so bad. I love that movie.
What else did I see? Now we have to go to the second book. Because I ran out of space in this one. I'm totally cheating here. I fully understand
you
this.
You have definitely seen a lot more than I have. I named all mine on two hands.
So then, on April 6th, 2019, I saw the Harry Potter and the Cursed Child Part 1 and Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think now it's like just done in one show, but it was two shows when I went. So it was a long time. Then I saw Beetlejuice with the original Broadway cast on July 20th, 2019. I saw The Cher Show with the original Broadway cast sometime. I'm going to count this. We went to the Hugh Jackman, The Man, The Music, the show tour when he was at Wells Fargo Center. And that was my mom's 60th birthday present.
Nice.
Then on October 5th, 2019, I went to see Tom Hiddleston in Betrayal. So that was fun. And then literally March 7th, 2020 was the last show I went to in New York. And that was Moulin Rouge, starring Aaron Tveit and Karen Olivo at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like 3 days before they shut everything down.
Wow.
And actually, a couple of the actors didn't stage door because they weren't feeling well.
Yeah.
And later found out they had the virus. Mm. But yeah, that was the last show I went to until 2022, where we went to Wicked and The Phantom of the Opera. And then that appears to be it for me.
Wow. Very nice.
Thank you. I totally cheated, though, because I have the book. My sister, though, she has a megaphone, like a cheerleading one.
Yeah.
And she just writes the name of every show we've seen on the megaphone.
That's cute.
I keep the playbill. She has a megaphone.
There you
differences
go.
In personality.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, that leads us to the next question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, that is, what is the best show you've ever seen?
I've seen a lot of shows, especially high school shows, when I was in high school, when I was out of high school. But my top five have to be Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. I'm jealous.
It was so good. If I can remember it, it's years ago.
They're touring it.
Oh, really?
Soon, so we should go.
Let's go. Phantom of the Opera.
Very good.
Is, oh, my God. My all-time favorite. It was a school trip we went.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 8th. Great, we saw it. Harvey, the 6 foot rabbit, Jersey Boys, and Radio City Rockettes Christmas special.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yep. Those are my top five.
I have to say, it's like subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
I love Bonnie and Clyde. I love that show. Okay. But like bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child on Broadway, not the high school production.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm sorry. We did see that. I'm sorry. I forgot to say that. But
it, like,
that was probably one of the.
They were trying very hard.
That, I'm sorry for a high school production. No offense to any high schoolers who are in production right now. But I'm sorry.
You could tell they were giving it all they had.
But it just made it sound so much worse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, no offense, but if I had to pick the worst show I've ever seen, I'm going to have to pick that one. Mm-hmm. For a
variety of reasons.
No, for a high school show.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Oliver Twist. I've seen Fiddler on the Roof, Wizard of Oz, which, high school play.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for the scene in the movie, the bike,
yeah.
Where she's, like, in the tornado, but she's like, mm-hmm. They literally had someone on a bike up above the stage riding.
Oh. Oh.
I was like, that's so awesome! But, thankfully, that person didn't fall off the bike. I understand it's, like, one of the, like, the bikes that, like, go on, like, the wire,
mm-hmm.
and I get it, and, like, it's probably connected.
Yeah.
But that is so cool, like, for a high school show to do that. Oh, my God, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
But, yeah, like,
that I would have.
Seeing it, and I am a huge Harry Potter person.
So am I.
Like, I have feelings about the Cursed Child,
mm-hmm.
like, being canon.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people do. But as a show, forgetting the rest of Harry Potter and just watching the show as a show,
mm-hmm.
the special effects were awesome. The fluidity of the movement was magical.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Don't tell me. Don't ask me how they changed some of the characters, in my opinion. But
We will leave that to everybody's.
We will cease and desist that conversation.
How often do you go to shows?
So, according to my book, like
every couple months,
I would go. But now it's like
you got to find like the
I have to find one that I want to go to.
As I,
really
yeah, as I said earlier, like if I can find like the Shen Yu that actually looks so good. Even though it's talks about
isn't that the China before communism one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I didn't want to say that word.
Yeah.
But it looks really good, like
it
the
does.
Coloring of it, the way the fluidity of the outfits go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy cow, that is so cool. I would love to see that, and
we'll have to look more into Eagle Theater again and see
what they're doing.
Yeah,
we have to get back into it. But nobody will ever
know. But like the path that we were used to.
JD and Franz, no one can ever top them.
Like
the guy, and I know, and I follow the guy who plays them. Played them.
Like, I haven't seen those actors come back for a while, and that's one of the reasons I haven't been going, because they're in bigger productions.
Yeah, they're in
now.
The guy. Adam, who played JD and Franz in the two plays that we saw at the Eagle Theater years ago, I follow him on Instagram, and he's, like, everywhere right now. He's, like, in New York. He's, like, he actually was in the production Shrek at the Walnut Street Theater, and my mom went to go see it.
Oh, very
nice.
I
told her about him. I was, like, you have to look for it. And I gave him his name, gave her his name, and she goes, I was, like, did you see him? She goes, yeah, I see him in the playbill, but I don't remember what character he played. But I was like, he did Pinocchio.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, how'd you know that? And you never, because I follow him on Instagram and he's posting about it. And I love Adam. He's awesome.
I used to go more.
Mm-hmm.
Would like to go more. But like when I was going a lot, there was like a laundry list of shows I wanted to see, and now I've pretty much ticked off the shows, except for Six, the musical. Like, I
never
still want to go to see. It's like, you know, Henry VIII? The
like from history.
Yeah, from history.
Yeah. To be honest, from history, from like years ago. Yeah, no, I lost everything from history.
He was the king with six wives. So Six is like the six wives all are musical acts, and then they form a band. So, and they tell you like the history of what happened, and it's really cool, and I want to go.
Yeah.
And I actually,
I'll skip that one. That kind of sounds like a snooze fest to me, because it's a history thing. I'm like, yeah, I'm not sitting through a history play.
It's I had tickets before the COVID closure.
Yeah.
And then COVID closed it, and I just never went to go see it. So I might have those tickets still, like a voucher for something.
But
or whatever.
It's been forever, though. Are you able to, or will you have to pay like the full price? Will those vouchers work now?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But also, like, I can't remember if it was a voucher or a refund.
Okay.
So, whatever. But, and the person I was supposed to go see it with, I don't talk to anymore. So I'm like, and it's not that going with her was a big thing. It's just she knew I was going, so she bought tickets also.
Yeah.
And we just fell out of contact.
Yeah.
Nothing big, major.
Yeah.
There.
Just, we
so
people drift
like,
apart.
Yeah. So, like, I would like to go see it again, but I'm not going to hold my breath and be like, I have to go with her because we were supposed to go see it together. Like, I'll go with my sister.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, like, back to when I was there, like, I had the laundry list and I pretty much got to see all the shows I wanted to see. And I would go to New York for the weekend or for just a Saturday. And what do you do when you're in New York and there's not much to do and you've gone to all the stores? You go see a new show.
Yeah.
So that's why I would go so often when I was younger.
Very nice.
But if you think about it, I was 16 the first show I went to. So I'm like, wow, I'm turning 30 this year. So
there,
like, it's been 14 years of, like, just going to shows for as much as I want to, which I am very blessed to be able to do, but my wallet kind of protested a little bit there.
Your wallet's like, no more.
And, like, there are actors, and we'll get into this later, who, like, if I see them doing a show, I will go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if Adam went to Eagle again, you'd be like, we're going.
Yes, we are going. Mocktail in hand.
All right. So, that actually leads into the next question. Do you have a favorite theater performer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam? He, technically, because he's, like, my only favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I like the girl who played Veronica. She was really good. Was she in Rock of Ages?
I can't remember.
You have the playbills.
I could check. You're right.
Oh. Anyway.
That's the local.
I would have to say Adam Hoyak. I probably should not have said your full name. Sorry on this podcast, but as a local performer, or now you're at Wall Street or wherever you are, I still think of you when you played JD in the Heathers, and you were just fantastic.
I opened right to the right page.
There you go. And when you played Franz in Rock of Ages, he was just hysterical in both. Like, hysterical and serious when he needed, especially as JD. Man.
That was great.
That was awesome.
Okay.
Who played
Veronica? Kaylin Kilcoyne?
Sorry if we just butchered your name.
So sorry.
Highly doubt any of these people are actually listening.
Yeah.
But if you are listening, we are so sorry, but we are loving, like, the local.
Yeah, she's not in Rock of Ages.
No.
All right.
But yeah, he's my favorite, like, locally, but since, like, and then since I follow him, as I said earlier, he is awesome to watch. I love him. Please come back to Eagle Theater just to do a show locally. Please. I beg you, please come back. I would love to watch, like, have them do a rerun of the Heathers.
Same cast.
Like, specifically, same cast members for that show. I will pay millions to go see that again. If only I had that money. What about you?
I am a huge fan of Ramin Karimloo, who's a Broadway West End actor.
Okay.
like, I went to see him in Les Mis,
mm-hmm.
met him, which was really cool.
You just answered the next question.
Well, good. That's where I had to occur. But, I also, when he originated, I believe he originated the role of Gleb in Anastasia on Broadway.
I haven't seen it, so I'm thinking of the movie, that's why.
Yeah, it's different than the movie a little bit. But I found out he was in it, and I was like, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, and I liked the movie,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I didn't like it as much as I do now that I've seen the Broadway show. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I
love the movie.
Like, he's one who, like, if he's here,
mm-hmm.
and I'm so upset, because I think he just did one of the Titanic shows, like, for a limited engagement, and I didn't get to go see that, and I really wanted to, but,
I think we all know how it ends.
He does a lot in, like, Japan also.
Okay.
But, like, if he's on Broadway and it's a reasonable show, I'll go. Also, there are people who I, like, Tom Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked my butt off that
yeah.
year
mm-hmm.
to save up money so that my friend Jasmine and I could go
yeah.
see it. And I did ask. Jasmine gave me permission to use her name.
All right.
But I saved up to get the tickets, and we had, like, third row.
Mm.
So good. And that wasn't a musical, that was an actual play, so I'm like, okay. But yeah, Ramin Karimloo for me. And since I have already technically answered half of it, both of it, both questions.
Yeah, you already did.
Have you seen them live, and have you met them? Like, have you met Adam Hoyt?
No. But I've seen them live.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Rock of Ages and the Heathers, yeah.
You have seen him with your very own eyeballs.
Yes. That's it.
Okay. What was the last production that you saw?
Riverdance, the 50th anniversary.
Okay.
That was in March, years ago. And my mom got me the t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I would do anything, and I follow them. I follow Riverdance on Instagram, and, like, when they're traveling everywhere, and they show little snippets of their show, I'm like, I want to see you guys again, because it's so cool. And, like, when my mom and I went, it definitely was in Philly. I just don't remember where, what theater.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. I would love if they ever come back to Jersey or the Philly area, I would love for you to come with me.
Okay. I would love to go.
It is awesome. The music, the outfits, the dancing, like,
mm-hmm.
it is, and, like, they had, like, a miniature drum battle, but, like,
very nice.
Between two different, but the dancers also had to,
yeah.
with, and it with was so, yeah, and, like, how fast the feet move, and I'm like, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
it is awesome. I could never do it. I could never
yeah.
be an Irish dancer or whatever. But, oh my God, I would so... Music is just, like, it takes... Like, for me, it kind of took me back in time a little bit
mm-hmm.
with the music. Because it was, like, serene.
Yeah.
If that's
mm-hmm.
the right word. It was really nice.
Okay.
I loved it. I would so go do it, see that again. Like,
okay.
in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
I will sell my brother. to go get a ticket for to see this again. No offense to my brother. What about you?
According to my book,
yeah.
Wicked.
Okay.
And I saw Wicked and Phantom of the Opera on the same day.
Okay.
So. I think it was the same day. It might have been like a week apart,
mm-hmm.
but I think it was the same day. I remember parts of Wicked. Like, we didn't get to watch all of it
mm-hmm.
because my sister had a medical crisis in the
mm-hmm.
middle of it. So, we were trying to tend to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really bad because, like, it distracted the people around us.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she's going into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
She's okay.
But,
but, we found out later why.
Mm-hmm.
But so the first half, she has no memory of the first half because she was like,
sure. Mm-hmm.
I can remember from dancing through life to the end of the show. So like the last chunks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of Act One, all of Act Two, but like the beginning numbers, no memory because we were like trying to help her. So, yes.
And I think, I know I just answered this question. Yeah, I know I answered this question. So I think you answered this one too, but
yeah.
How was minus the.
It was good. I was really impressed, and I loved seeing it, and I'm glad I can say I saw it before the movie came out. And, like, production value, brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Performances, brilliant. My sister going into anaphylactic shock, not
brilliant. Not
brilliant?
No. No mas.
And she didn't, like, go fully into anaphylactic shock.
It was,
shock.
Like, a semi?
Yeah, it was, like, her...
The swelling.
The swelling, and, like, she could still breathe. But she was really uncomfortable,
yeah.
And so it took a little bit of, like, getting her to drink something during intermission. And so she ended up being allergic to her medication that she had to ingest.
Got it.
So, and this was before she had the EpiPen, so.
Okay. Yeah, EpiPens will help.
Yeah. But, like, I loved it. I just wish... And my sister has said again, like, we should go back and see it now that we know what she's allergic to. And she can actually enjoy the show. So, we might go back. We're not sure. What is your favorite special effect that you've seen live on stage?
I'm probably just going to say the chandelier from Phantom of the Opera, because it was, like, so cool. Like, you're not expecting it to happen, and then it happens, and then it... That's the only thing I can, like, really remember. I can't really remember... Like, from Beauty and the Beast, that was... I think I had to have been, like, 9 or 10.
Yeah. The transformation on that one?
Like, I'm struggling to, like, my brain is not able to recall it. I think maybe that and, like, the scene of them from, like, the movie part where Gaston and the Beast are on the roof of the castle. They did that, and the guy actually did, like, the Gaston who,
like, fell.
Fell, and you're like, whoa. Yeah, I think those two, if I can remember.
Okay. For me, it is the lake scene in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, because when I saw it on actual Broadway, like, you see, if I remember correctly, and this is a spoiler to anyone who's going to see this show, one of the characters, I won't say who, is supposed to be underwater, and there's someone on a wire, and the background, it makes it look like there's water moving, but then another character comes and is calling for that character, and all of a sudden the actual stage opened up, and the actor came up out of a pool.
Nice.
And I was like, what the heck? And he, like, dripping wet, give him a towel. I was like, this is so cool. And then I realized, like, there had to be a stunt performer doing the aerial stuff.
Yeah.
But it was really cool, so that was my favorite special effect.
Nice. Do you prefer musicals or plays?
I love musicals. I love a good musical. But, like, a good play is a good play.
Yeah.
But, like, most of what I go to is musicals.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Plays, I guess. I don't know. Now that I'm older, like, I just think musicals are just too much for me. It's like, stop with the singing, just get to the punchline.
Yeah.
Like, get to the... No offense, but,
Okay. The runtimes of shows can vary, as we know.
Yeah.
Do you prefer long shows or short shows?
Short shows.
Okay.
I think the longest, I don't even know the longest show I've seen. I can't remember. I can't remember when I saw the last show. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't keep anything after a show. Once I see it, I'll keep the playbill for like maybe a day after, and I'm like, chuck it, bye.
Mm.
But I prefer short shows, because if it's a long show, I lose interest.
That makes sense.
And I don't want to sit any longer.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home. I could be right now. I could be sitting in bed right now. I could be doing this. So short shows.
Okay. Now I think I like the 2 hour shows as well.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I loved Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, like mm-hmm. I said, but let me just confirm here when I say this, I am looking at the playbill. It was a 2-part show,
mm-hmm.
and each show had like 2 acts.
Okay.
So it was very. They're telling me about the books, which is good. But, where is the... Okay, here we go. Part 1 was 2 hours and 40 minutes long, including a 20-minute intermission, and part 2 was 2 hours and 35 minutes long. So that was...
I could not sit through that.
5 hours of...
I'm sorry. I could not sit
through that. Musical play.
I don't think I could sit through that.
But, like, you got an intermission in each show, and then you had a dinner break.
Yeah.
So they did a matinee mm-hmm. and a night show. So there was time.
Medieval times. Does that count?
Go for it. Let's make that
I
count.
Saw medieval times. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. Because you said dinner break, and it brought me to medieval times. I'm like, I remember saying, that was, like, for a history class we went.
Yeah, we still count it.
It's a show, right?
Yeah, it's a performance.
Sort of. So, medieval times, I went there too.
Okay.
I could not tell you how long that was.
But yeah, that Cursed Child, when we went to see it and it was 2 parts, it was like 5.5 hours of theater.
Yeah.
And that was a lot.
Phantom of the Opera was pretty long too. How long was Phantom of the Opera?
Oh, let's see.
When you saw it. Because if it's the same, obviously the same show I saw.
Phantom of the Opera, let's see. Wrong book.
Here, give me this one.
Take this one. Like I said, friends, I have 2 books.
Yeah, she does. They're cute little books.
I like them. Okay, let's see. Phantom of the Opera, okay. Where is the time?
Oh my god, that was awesome. I'm sorry, the Hatters was just awesome. I would go see that again. I really would.
Okay. Adam Hoya. Doopity-doopity-doopity. Oh. Apparently a performance that I went to, Christine Daae, was played by Emily... I cannot pronounce that last name. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, we're not going to try to butcher that.
Okay.
It should say.
Here we go. Found it. I found it. Okay. Where is the running time of the show in this playbill? I can't find it.
Hold on.
We could just Google
it. That's what I'm doing. I'm already ahead of you.
Phantom of the Opera play.
Well, that's the movie. I don't want the movie. Phantom of the Opera Broadway. Here we go. 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Okay.
So that I can sit through.
Yeah.
That is
like
fine.
Standard. That's okay.
Yeah. That I'm fine with.
But when it's like 5 hours of theater.
Yeah, no,
with a
sorry.
Break,
I probably would have
like...
left an intermission and just never came back. I think we kind of slightly answered this.
Okay.
What is the longest show you've seen?
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Okay.
I'm sorry. When it's 2 plays, I consider it like
yeah,
that, part one. Part
after
two.
After you just said it's 5 hours, I'm like, yeah. I truly couldn't tell you what show was the longest for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a timer in my pocket.
Okay.
And I don't keep the playbills.
Yeah.
So I don't.
That's understandable.
Yeah. Do you prefer original stories or adapted stories? Like, do you, like, Phantom of the Opera is based on a book.
Yeah. But I've never read the book.
But then, like, The Heathers is based on a movie.
Yes. And I've seen the movie.
But, and Beauty and the Beast is based on a movie.
Mm-hmm. Favorite movie.
Then you said, what was it, Harvey?
Harvey the Six-Foot Rabbit is a movie.
Okay. But what came first, the movie or the play?
The play came first in 1944, and the play came out, or the movie came out in 1950, if I remember correctly.
Okay. But, so that would be, like, an original story, unless it's based on a book or something.
Yeah.
So, which do you tend to prefer?
I'm guessing, I kind of was going to say I really can't answer this one, because I'm just not really sure, and I haven't really been to so many plays lately.
Okay.
That's fine. Maybe original stories, I'm guessing, like, since Phantom of the Opera, or, like, based off of.
Yeah.
I'm guessing adapted.
Okay. I think for me it's adapted also. Like, I love the things. Like, I want to see Six, and that's that's adapted from history, even.
Mm-hmm. Like, Fiddler on the Roof, I've seen that. Like,
yeah.
The high school play, which was actually surprisingly really good. Like, and Wizard of Oz, the high school version of it, was very good, because we knew one of the characters, my mom's client's son, old client, her son played the Cowardly Lion, and he was hysterical. So.
And, like, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, like, it's an original story based on the characters, so I'm considering that one adapted, too. And Bonnie and Clyde, which is, like, one of my favorites of all time, is adapted from history, so I'm going to say adapted also.
Have you ever been in a show? Which one, and who did you play?
I was in, sort of, a production of A Christmas Carol. Okay. And I played one of the party goers at the party scene.
Okay, so you were, like, kind of like an extra.
Yes.
So,
but I, we were told, and this was in high school, we were told if you miss any rehearsal after this date, consider yourself out of the show. And I got sick because it was, like, crunch time.
Yeah.
And I missed a day. And so I just never went back until, like, 2 weeks before the show.
Yeah.
When the teacher came to me and was like, why aren't you coming? I was like, you said if you miss, you might as well not do. And he was like, oh, no, you can still come. You were sick. And I was like, but I've missed. And he's like, it's an extra part. You're okay. You can still come.
It's not like if you were, like, the main character, then.
Yeah.
Because you have all those main lines, too, and everything, so.
But then I ended up getting the stomach flu the day the performance happened, and I couldn't even get out of bed, so I didn't end up performing at all whole weekend.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, okay. But I'm in the yearbook. There are pictures of me in costume in the yearbook.
All right, well, there's your proof.
And I also did, where I went to elementary school and upper elementary school, we had a very theater-loving music teacher.
Yeah.
And he and his wife would write shows for us to do.
Oh, nice.
And so, and it was called Step Theater. And one of the shows was called Fancy Pants and the Swan. And I was a pirate in it.
Oh, that's so cute.
And there were other ones he did, which I wanted to be in The Charm of Delilah, which was another one he wrote. And he started writing them, I think, after, and wrote music for them, the plays. Mm-hmm. But, or he and his wife, someone wrote them, but they were, like, originals to there. So, I was little. So, like, I can't remember exactly, but it wasn't, like, they owned the copyrights, I believe. Because he had originally done, like, junior musicals, you know, like Hercules Jr. Or, and he couldn't, like, put them on the school TV channel because they were copyrighted. Mm-hmm. So he and his wife started doing their own. So I did Fancy Pants and the Swan for him, for his productions. But, like, there was an Egyptian one he did, which was Charmadala. I really be in that one.
There you go.
But I could not, because they did them in a certain rotation.
And the year I was able to do it, because it was expensive, you had to pay to be in it.
Oh.
And then you had to pay for, like, your costume and all that fun stuff. So I was, like, only able to do it one time. And if you can all hear the dogs howling, I'm so sorry. Loki is performing, yes.
Sorry.
But yeah, have you been in a show?
I'm gonna consider this, but I don't think it counts.
Okay.
So it was for church.
Okay.
And we used to do the live nativity.
Okay.
Does that kind of count?
Yeah, that counts. Okay. It was Joseph in one.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I was alive nativity years ago, like for church. The Dickens Festival.
Oh, very nice.
I was the head angel.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
Yes, I.
And then when the angels came to visit the wise men, blah 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 blah. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, I'm not getting into details. That's about it.
If we're doing that, then I was Joseph
mm-hmm.
at South Seville camp meeting
okay.
years ago
mm-hmm.
because my friend, who I have not gotten permission to speak her name, so okay. I'm not going to say her name,
mm-hmm.
but she was married.
Okay.
And someone younger than me,
mm-hmm.
who was a guy, protested at her casting, shall we say,
okay.
for a very not nice reason. And then he refused to be Joseph because she was cast as Mary. And he also didn't like that we had a, do you remember the American Girl Bitty Babies?
No.
Like the American Girl dolls, but it was a like a baby doll, not like the
Oh, okay, girls. Okay. So, like, a baby doll.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was, like, the American Girl brand, and they, promoted themselves as, like, having, this is going to sound horrible, like, African-American babies, mm-hmm. Asian yeah. babies. Yeah. Like,
all ethnicity.
Yeah. And you could, like, the thing was you could find a baby doll that looked like you.
Yeah.
And that just, like, you could find a, like, an 18-inch doll
yeah.
that looks like you.
Oh, I have one. I still have her.
But,
doesn't look like me now.
But the doll we were using
mm-hmm.
was an American Girl Bitty mm-hmm. Baby doll. And he had issues with that as well. He was like, there are babies in the camp. We could use a real baby. I'm like, we're 12. Who's giving us a real baby to watch for?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm with you on that because, God forbid,
yeah.
if you have someone who's not paying attention to hold the baby the right way.
Yeah. Well, we were just going to plop the kid in the manger, and I'm like,
and just leave it there and rock it.
Yeah, but he protested very much about many things, and they were just like, "Say, will you do Joseph?" Yeah. And I was like, "Sure." And so, it just became funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you more about it off air.
Okay,
I don't want to say it on air. But he became a shepherd,
okay,
and he protested that too.
What? Because you didn't use live animals.
No, he didn't. He thought he was being punished for not. And we were like, you're just not happy with anything, sir.
Would you like to be? You were supposed to be the main, one of the main
dudes.
You didn't. Oh my God.
Yep.
Wah, wah. Can you say spoiled much?
Yeah. Okay. Here's another question.
Okay.
Have you ever been a stage crew member?
No.
Okay.
I never was, like, I don't consider the Lab Nativity an actual play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider, it was just a small little, they do it every year at the Dickens Festival.
Yeah.
They tell the story. I don't consider that a play at all.
Mm-hmm. Past year,
yeah, no.
They did it, and the sheep ran away. It was running up and down Main Street.
It was amazing. Too bad it's on my dad's birthday. I can't go see it. No, I don't think I'd ever go see it again. I know the
yeah.
story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick and tired. It's just too crowded for me. I have OCD.
It is.
I'm like, yeah, no thanks.
I was like literally almost in tears laughing because the sheep was running and there were people.
Sorry, we had a camel.
I was the one
oh
here.
Oh my gosh.
Be so disruptive.
while the music was playing, because we also did it at my old church, mm-hmm. like in that little miniature parking lot thing. And the sheeps and the goats would not shut up.
Oh,
no, no offense. Sorry. I shouldn't have said
animals.
That.
You're not offending them.
Like, one of the sheeps kept, like, wasn't paying, like, the person, it was, the adults took hold of, or, like, an adult mm-hmm. would be the shepherds, and the kids would be, like, the smaller shepherd people, whatever, to include them in it. Which,
smaller shepherd.
I don't know what to say! Sorry. So, technically,
shepherds in training.
It was one of the main guy's kids. Because he wanted to be in it, and he didn't want to be an angel, and anyway. So, long story short, the animals, the camel, I remember, just kept, was not wanting to come when the cue was made.
Oh, gosh.
And then the goats kept making noise, and the sheep kept interrupting, and, like, everyone was laughing. Okay, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I don't know.
Okay. I was stage crew for, like, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun.
I don't have patience for that. I'm sorry.
I did, like, camera mm-hmm. operation backstage crew. And actually, one thing that I remember was, like, on talent shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she remembers this. But Jasmine was singing. Mm-hmm. And she would always come and, like, ask to pray with someone
mm-hmm.
before performance.
Yeah.
And so, normally I'd...
Yeah.
But, like, that was the kind of stuff I did, like, support them backstage,
yeah.
like, literally wearing all black,
mm-hmm.
run out, move set pieces,
yeah.
run back in. It was... And I'd have to say, if I was to do anything theater-related now, I'd choose stage crew again
yeah.
instead of performing.
Nice. How far are you willing to travel to see a show?
New York or yeah. D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not, like, Maine, D.C.
Yeah.
But, like, the special theaters,
mm-hmm.
like the Kimmel Center or whatever it's
okay.
called.
I just have to go to New York.
Okay, that's
probably the furthest I'd ever go.
All right. Now, here's one that I'm genuinely curious about, because I don't know your answer on this one.
Okay.
The other ones, I kind of had an idea.
All right.
Do you listen to cast recordings before you go to see a show, or do you listen to them after you've seen the show?
Sure.
Okay.
Like, Heather was like, come on!
You slew.
I do! I do. I turn on Alexa and I say, Alexa, play the Heather's musical. And it's the legit
yeah.
musical that we saw. And I literally turn Alexa up all the way if I'm home alone on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I jam out.
Very nice.
Like, I'm singing along to every song. Like, I know the words. That's probably the only cast recording I will ever listen to. Of
okay.
all the, like... Because it's hysterical. Like,
mm-hmm.
even just the song titles are funny.
Oh, it is. It is. It
big,
is
big
really
fun.
Freeze Your Brain.
Freeze Your Brain Blue.
Blue's it.
We can't say that one.
We cannot say that
one.
Sorry. Look it up, friends. You'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, just look up the Heathers the Musical. And just look up the song titles. And you'll see why.
Yeah. Depending on the show, like, Hamilton, I've already listened to the cast album. Because it was so big that it was like, I can't escape it. And
yeah.
I was here. And, like, if there are, like, the sound bites on TikTok
mm-hmm.
or Instagram or something. Like, Six, I watched the Mega Six, is what they call it,
okay.
at the end of the show. And you get a taste of each of their songs. So I've listened to that, because that's a good album, too. But, like, Wicked, I didn't listen to it first. I just went to it.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, like, Defying Gravity and
okay.
Popular. Like, the big songs from shows I'll sometimes listen to. But Bonnie and Clyde, I listen to. So I guess I can say I do listen to them first, because I've listened to a lot of them first, and then that way, this sounds horrible. I kind of know
if you're going to like it or not.
If I can
sort of
pay attention for that,
okay,
that,
for that
song
or not.
Just kind of
zone out.
Yeah. Are there any shows that you have seen more than once?
Radio City Rockettes.
Okay.
I've seen them twice.
Yeah. And once you wore shoes that were not great.
Okay. Listen. I wanted to look fancy.
And you did.
I did. As we were wearing matching snowmen dresses, you had the black one. I had the red one.
Yes.
And we ended up walking around New York before the show. Yes, I will. I wore the worst shoes. I wore wedges to New York City. Because I'm in a dress.
Yeah.
What do you wear when in a dress? You wear heels. Duh. Don't ever wear heels if you're in New York going to a show. I ended up wearing flip-flops on the way home, and
yes,
I felt so much better. But said, I love New York on them.
It was amazing.
I think it was $30 later that I spent on those stupid flip-flops.
Do you still have the flip-flops?
No, I threw them out.
Okay.
When I deep-cleaned my room years ago. What about you?
Bonnie and Clyde. I think I saw that 3 times at Eagle Theater. Because Aunt Jean went. I went with her.
Mm-hmm.
I went myself.
Yep.
And then I went with Mom and Kristen.
Nice.
And like I said, that's one of my favorites. So,
yeah.
What is a show that you have seen that gave you a lot to think about?
Nothing.
Okay.
I don't think of shows that way. Like, when I,
They're just, like, entertainment?
Yeah, for me, they're just entertainment. They're, like, a reason to get out of the house.
Okay.
And
that's
have, like, a nice night out.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So, I'm gonna kind of cheat on this question. Because I've listened to the album, but I haven't seen the show.
Okay.
And it's a show called Next to Normal.
Never.
And it's about, like, a family, and the mom is mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad is trying to hold everything together, but the mom thinks she's trying. And the daughter is trying to just survive.
Why does this sound like a movie I had to watch in my intro to research class?
I don't know. I don't think they've ever made it a movie.
No, but it was apparently in the movie. I don't remember it. It has, I forgot. Kirsten Stewart's in it, and she's the daughter who's trying, the mom has a mental, she's slowly going into dementia or something.
Okay.
So, the dad has a job offer, so it's somewhere else, and he moves out while the mom is still, like,
struggling.
And, like, she's at the point where she's writing notes on the fridge to remind herself of everyday things. And it's sad. I'm like, and so this, what you're describing kind of reminds me of this book. I meant this movie I had to watch. But it had to do with, like, mental health or a disability. That's the word I'm looking for, disability.
Yeah. Next, spoiler for everybody. There's a son in the show too, but he actually passed away at 18 months old.
Oh.
And the mom is hallucinating that he's
still there
and 18 years old. And that's one of the reasons, like, they're like, he's not, there's literally a song and one of the lyrics is, he's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Love, I know you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like her denial of what happened and
daughter,
like, constantly trying to live up to the expectation of the son that she holds so high in regard and the daughter.
Yeah.
And, like, going through the psychiatric medications and stuff. And I don't know if that's because, like, my own mental health stuff. And, like, seeing, okay, this is getting more normalized through the whole show about.
Yeah.
Like, but that's the one that I think about the most.
Okay.
And it had Aaron Tveit. And Aaron Tveit's great also, so. He's my other favorite.
Nice. What show do you relate to the most?
I can figure this one out. I'm gonna
what do you think it is?
Sorry, I'm trying to like read your mind right now. Telepathy over here. Bonnie and Clyde.
No.
Harry Potter.
No.
Wicked.
No.
I don't know.
Phantom.
Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Because I relate to Phantom, not because I have like a
distorted
deformity
face,
or anything, but
really,
like feeling alone, feeling like.
But he makes music.
I used to play music.
Okay.
And my entire bedroom was black, like black curtains, black sheets, black furniture,
black candles.
Yes.
Oh God! You're gonna like summon some demons in there.
So I was like,
okay. 20 rituals.
And, like, I had a significant crush on a guy that I had no chance with, and I knew I had no chance with.
Please don't tell me you made a song about it.
No.
Okay.
No.
I was about to be like, I'm looking at you from a distance.
But
why won't you be mine?
But, like, the feelings of, like, loneliness and isolation and, like, the longing for someone, like, I understood
to love.
That.
Yeah.
But I
wow.
My dad looked at me and he was just like,
"You okay over there, kid?"
Oh yeah, I'm fine.
You good over there, kid? I have none.
Okay.
I just because I none.
Okay, that's fair. Is there a show that you wanted to see but didn't get a chance to?
No.
Okay.
Because why would I leave my house?
Okay. All right.
I don't know how to answer that question. No. Well, mine is Shen Yu. I would like to go see Shen Yu. That looks actually pretty interesting.
Okay.
That's probably the only one. But other than that,
all right.
Nothing.
Okay. I think for me, like I said, I saw Bonnie and Clyde three times at Eagle Theater, but Jeremy Jordan, who is another one of my favorite performers, was Clyde on Broadway, and the cast was great, and I wanted to see that so bad.
Yeah.
And I just didn't get a chance to, because it was literally open at the same time I went to a different show, and I can't remember which show it was open at the same time as, and it was pretty much either or.
Oh,
and
so you had to pick.
And my mom was going, so I had to pick the one that she would like. Because she was like, I am not seeing a show about criminals.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, but I want to go. So, yeah. But, this was interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know who's a play buff.
Yep.
And we know who doesn't go to plays.
That all.
Like, ever.
Yeah.
In her lifetime.
Well. With that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome week, and we'll see you again next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.